Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're talking about exercise. It cures a host of ills, and that's so true. There was an article that came out in Time Magazine recently that talked about exercise. Dr. Prather, what is meant by this title, you know, of this radio program today, Exercise, It Cures a Host of Ills?
Well, when you're talking about exercise, it is really an amazing type of a panacea mm-hmm. for people's health. What does it help with? Everything. There isn't any part of your body that doesn't work better because of exercise. You think better, you see better, mm-hmm. You hear better, food tastes better, you breathe better, your heart works better, your digestion works better, your interest in sex increases, your fertility increases. In other words, everything in your entire system, you stay younger. It's amazing everything that exercise does. If there was some type of a supplement or a medicine that could do that, then it would be a wonder cure. Mm-hmm. So exercise, if you look back in history, Hippocrates said the two pillars of healthcare are diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. And, both of them are absolutely necessary for a good basis of health. So if diet and exercise haven't been considered in your health regimen, then that's not really a complete system.
Well, I even remember reading the article they were talking about the future. They might be writing, a prescription for exercise.
Sure. It would be a return back to the old days. Mm-hmm. So, if you were in Greek or Roman society or any a lot of different types of situations like that, ancient days, you went to see a doctor, the doctor would write a prescription for different types of exercises that you would do. So, that's mm-hmm. something that we'll probably be getting back to.
So why do a radio program on exercise now?
Well, the article in Time was based off of a new emphasis by the National Institute of Health. Mm-hmm. The National Institute of Health has come out with a initial study. They're going to be starting a massive, very expensive study on humans, but their first study was on animals to see what kind of effect exercise has and the effects on longevity, overall health. And the results were nothing less than miraculous. The people who were doing it were expecting good results, but they didn't expect as excellent results as they found. Mm-hmm. One of the studies that they talked about in the article was a study on mice. They had a gene that speeds up aging process, and they divide them up into 50-50 group. Mm-hmm. And they made 50% of them exercise, and 50% they just left on their own.
We're talking about mice here.
Mice,
Well, they put them on a little wheel.
Yeah, they put them on a little wheel, and they would make them go ahead and exercise. It's your own, gym trainer. They hired their own gym trainer.
The athletic trainer.
Yeah, they put them in little suits. No, they made them exercise, and the results that the genetically deficient mice actually had the same health and longevity as regular mice. Mm-hmm. The other mice died at half the age.
Well, it was interesting, the ones that were sedentary, they didn't put on an exercise program. That's right. So funny.
Putting your mice on an exercise program, yeah.
Yeah. But those increased fat, yes. Tumors.
Yeah. When you're talking about, what are the things that can be involved with the results on that? What does it actually occur? I mean, the diseases that you're looking on preventing, many forms of cancer are retarded or have a much less chance of actually resulting in your body through exercise. So cancer decreases, cardiovascular, I mean, there's no doubt about that. Mm. Any type of cardiovascular disease that you have, if you do aerobic exercise, then you get improvement. So cardiovascular disease, cancer disease, dementia, Alzheimer's, very directly related to cancer. I mean, to exercise, you know, if the ability and the regular exercise really cuts down on it, even the people who have Alzheimer's, if they exercise on a regular basis, there's a much less progression that takes place.
So with all this good,
right,
and I'm talking to myself here too, you know, why aren't we exercising? You know, why don't we exercise?
Well, the mice they had to actually use a little bit of a shock therapy to get them going. I mean, you know,
so we need
they didn't choose to exercise. That was not something that they, you know, were like, wow, I'd really like to exercise today. Mm-hmm. And Americans are much the same way. I mean, they're like, ooh, exercise. Yeah, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a matter of good intentions.
Well, for me, and I think for a lot of people, is time.
Yeah.
It's time. And they talked about, and we'll talk about it later, people like myself that don't have a lot of time, they talked about interval training being as effective, and we'll talk about that.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, starting with the time issue, but what is the minimal amount of exercise people need?
It's basically a pretty simple formula. The two major forms of exercise that you need, I mean, there's more involved in it, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but really you need about half an hour of aerobic exercise 5 days a week, you know, just as a minimum type of point that you need to work from. And then at least twice a week of resistance exercise.
Weight training. Yeah.
And you really need both. You know, as you're looking at that, that's sort of, that's definitely a minimum amount of exercise to get health benefits. Yeah. But the health benefits are incredibly.
Could you also, you said half an hour, 5 days a week, if you only have like 3 days a week to do cardio, you know, an
everything
hour.
Helps. Everything else.
And what it said too, even 10 minutes of interval training, high burst, which that's what I prefer doing.
Sure.
Being a sprinter in my past life, you know, and thinking about going to the gym for an hour.
Right, right.
You know, is just, they were saying just as effective. So that was interesting to me. So what percentage of Americans reach even the minimal amount of exercise?
Very well confirmed, about 20% of Americans. So 80% don't, you know, meet the minimum requirements. What's interesting is only 50% of 18-year-olds.
Wow.
Meet the minimum requirement.
And they're not just talking about, this isn't just about going to the gym, you know.
Oh, no. This is simple aerobic exercise where you do a nice brisk walk.
A walk or, yeah.
Right. So, you know, you are talking about a really big number along those lines. And a very interesting thing is that 50% of all baby boomers don't exercise at all.
How many?
50%. So it's half.
That's kind of staggering to...
80.2 million Americans over the age of 6 are entirely inactive.
What was that number? 80.2 million?
2 million Americans are completely inactive. U.S. schools have cut PE, you know, as a
physical
regular
part. Physical education.
Yeah, physical education. 50% of high schoolers don't have PE. And only 15% of all schools require physical education 3 days a week, which has resulted in an awful lot of problems. Obesity rates up, type 2 diabetes, you know, so many different types of aspects on that. Has just really started to, you know, hit.
I'm sure it's affected learning and
right,
not getting out and moving and
Right. You know, my sister was a teacher and with a major in physical education, mm-hmm. and taught elementary kids. And so she had a regular routine on that where she would take the kids out at different intervals and make them, you know, do some physical exercise, because she says, you know, otherwise it's just worthless to keep on teaching them. Mm-hmm. You know, if I don't get the physical aspect going, their learning is just not going to happen. And the idea of just having the kids learn instead of also doing physical activity is just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't work at all.
So should we all run out and join a gym?
And that's the big question. And you know what? People do that on a regular...
I have a gym membership.
Yeah. 15% of all Americans have gym memberships.
Mm.
60% never use it even once.
Wow.
So of those 15% of Americans, go down there, join, and never...
60%.
Never, 60% never even use the gym one time.
Wow. So we have good intentions.
Very excellent. Oh, and we spend $30 billion a year in exercise clothes. Most of it bought in January.
It's interesting.
And then most of those people go back and buy those clothes again next year, mm-hmm. but a size bigger. Because they never use them.
Uh-huh.
So we've got only 8% of those 15% of Americans, only 8% will use their gym membership two times a week for a year.
Hmm.
Only 8% actually follow through. And $10.6 billion a year is spent in gym membership.
Wow. We do have good intentions.
Those are very excellent intentions.
I'm guilty of, some of that. But
No.
When we come back, we're going to be encouraging. We're talking about exercise. It cures a host of ills.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, the Prather Practice now offers counseling services. Why did you decide to add that to your practice?
It's something that I always knew was necessary, was looking forward to the right person coming in. You know, if you have an illness going on, that can be very emotionally devastating.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the emotions and some of the things that happen to us can actually lead to some of the health conditions that people experience. We are more than just our spine. Mm-hmm. We are more than just our physiology, but also how we think has a huge effect on each one of those different aspects. And those things then also have an effect on our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So incorporating the whole aspect of counseling into the office is just a very natural outgrowth in us becoming an integrated and a total holistic type of a practice.
Mm-hmm.
So this was something that I, in my original thoughts 30 years ago of getting into my practice, having this aspect was a very important part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now doing it. We are a holistic practice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't understand the emotional aspect, if you don't understand the patterns that we have, then you can't really get to the complete healing of the patient. Oftentimes we can get a release in the physical body and it creates some emotional tension. The emotional tension will cause tension within the body. So getting down to that root, and we have so many different types of layers that can start to accumulate. And we see the evidence of the issues in people's body that creates disease in them. The underlying problem can be an emotional issue, past experiences, past habits, and coping mechanisms that we can have. We see oftentimes people have an injury, and their whole body has kind of shifted to compensate for that injury.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing on an emotional type of level. People have had injuries and they've had compensations. And getting through those compensations to get to the injury is an ongoing type of process that a skilled counselor has to be able to find out, just like we do that on a physical level. And the physical and the emotional are very, very connected. As you can approach it from both angles, mm-hmm. I think we're going to get a far, far better results than we could separate.
Yeah, and I know we already are.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, today we're talking about exercise. It cures a host of ills. Yeah, it prevents you from getting ill.
It really does.
And disease. And
it's also an excellent way to get yourself back into shape. Mm-hmm. Teddy Roosevelt actually was a very sickly child, and his doctor put him on an exercise and diet program. That's all he was on, and turned himself into a very healthy individual. I mean, he was very robust mm-hmm. by the time that he reached adulthood, and that was just a huge part of what he did. I mean, you know, he did all sorts of exercise and just felt it was very important. It was actually a bit big advocate. Mm-hmm. So you can take a sickly child or a sickly adult and turn yourself into a healthy individual through exercise. It's one of the ways you can do it.
It blows me away to think that prescriptions, you know, this is what doctors did, you know, exercise and diet.
Sure.
We need to get back to that, you know.
It would be very helpful, but we can definitely see when we tell that to patients, they're like, what? You know, we have just a weird concept, mm-hmm. you know, of what we should be doing to make ourselves healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, we have way too much of a pill complex.
Interesting. Yeah, quick fix. Mm-hmm. And we have to work at it.
We do.
We have to work at it. And the nice thing, too, about exercise, it decreases stress.
It does.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me, I don't have a lot of time, but I have to make the time will help my stress level.
It does.
And you would like that, wouldn't you?
I'm not really quite sure what you're talking
when
about.
When mama's happy, everybody's happy. Well, let's talk about what's a reasonable approach to exercise.
Well, you know, one of the things that is very true is people didn't have to worry about exercising. Mm-hmm. You know, their life was exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, people worked out on the farm. They did hard jobs.
They walked to work.
They walked to work. So when the carpenter got home, I mean, he laid down on the couch because he had already been exercising for 10 hours already.
Uh-huh.
So even, but our jobs have completely changed. We also just don't have the convenience of walking to places. Everything mm-hmm. is car driven. Matter of fact, a very interesting study is that New Yorkers actually have a much higher amount of exercise compliance than the rest of the world, rest of the United States.
Interesting.
Because they walk.
Yeah.
You remember when we've been in New York City?
Mm-hmm.
We had to
walk blocks.
Right. You didn't just mm-hmm. jump in your car and go someplace. You walked to the subway, and you walked here, and you walked there. Mm-hmm. For long distances. So New Yorkers are actually in pretty good shape mm-hmm. because they walk a lot.
Probably people in Chicago, too. Big cities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot more car traffic, but New York City is especially a lot of traffic along those lines. Even chasing your kids around the yard mm-hmm. Is a form of exercise. Gardening is another form of exercise. So, you know, as you are thinking about your routines, finding out what is going to work for you. One's person's idea of what a perfect exercise program is not another person's.
I know, like, my mom would always run up the stairs and run down. Well, and I do that.
I don't think she was trying to, actually. That's just her personality.
But But I do that. It's,
you do do that. And
maybe
I,
not run down, then, but I always run upstairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always trying to keep up with her, but that's okay.
So what are strategies to help to achieve exercise goals?
You know, have reasonable expectations. Some people think that you're going to, you know, what does it take to, you know, first off, you don't need to go out and buy a whole bunch of
exercise clothes.
You don't need to spend
how much was it?
$30 billion a year.
Just North Americans.
Yeah.
That's North America.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's just United States on exercise clothes. We probably buy them and wear them for
good.
A fact. We go to Starbucks in our exercise clothes and we look good. As we're picking up square donuts. That does cause weight loss, doesn't it? And gets your, that counts.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, thinking about, you know, the gym. I mean, people want to, you know, have something that's kind of like, oh, well, if I join the gym, I'm definitely going to exercise. But, you know, it's mm-hmm. time, things like that. So have something that you can, you know, if your gyms aren't bad.
Mm-hmm.
But again, 60% of the people who actually join a gym never even have one single workout.
60%
mm-hmm. of the people who own a gym. Matter of fact, if everybody showed up,
they wouldn't have enough equipment.
If everybody showed up that they sold, they count on that.
Yeah, they like it. That should motivate you. They like it when you don't show up.
Well, they don't make a profit. They have it cheap enough so that it motivates you to join. So it's a great deal. Gym memberships are fantastic if you actually use them.
Uh-huh.
And most people, even though they don't use it, maintain their gym membership for 7 months. Before they finally cancel. Because they are going to get there sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as you're coming up with a strategy, and that's a really important idea behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up with a strategy that's really going to work for you. You know, and something that's kind of set on a time. You know, mm-hmm. I get home from work and I do 3 blocks around the house and then I go inside.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Something that's reasonable that you can do on a consistent basis and keep with it. Because that's the idea of exercise, and that's when you're actually going to really be getting the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So a reasonable objective, very first thing, minimal type of thing to do, is to walk for 30 minutes
mm-hmm.
5 days a week.
Yeah, and the weather's really nice right now. We're going into fall,
mm-hmm.
getting outside.
Mm-hmm. It just needs to be a half an hour. And you know what? If it's raining outside, go down to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Walk around for a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good way to do that. You know, mall walkers was a big thing at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And then
go get those workout clothes.
Yeah, buy those workout clothes. And then twice a week for, and you don't need to buy weights.
We're talking about resistance.
Resistance exercises. Mm-hmm. You can just do body, you know, where you're doing squats, push-ups, things like that. You mm-hmm. can come up with a very simple type of exercise program. And if you can just put in 20 minutes of resistance exercise mm-hmm. on a twice-a-week basis. So you're not talking about a big-time commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I had a gentleman who had heart problems. And he's like, you know, I've tried these things. And I said, okay, how often do you watch TV? You know, about how many hours a day? He said, well, about 2 hours. I said, do you have any type of a, and he had a recumbent bike, mm-hmm. you know, where it was stationary.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, can you put that where it's in front of the TV? He said, well, yeah, it's over to the side, but I can move it over where. And I said, can you sit down there and pedal for half an hour while you're watching TV?
Mm.
And he goes, yeah, oh, I never thought about that.
Uh-huh.
You know, because right now they used it as a clothes hanger. Which most recumbent bikes that are sitting in our houses are used for.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, again, you know, when you're talking about equipment that we buy to utilize at the house, 60% of it's never used.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty consistent on those numbers. So finding out some type of a program along those lines that you can actually stay with and that actually don't take up a lot of time.
Is it ever too late to start exercising? I don't know if this was on my Facebook feed, but a Chinese gentleman in his 70s just did a catwalk. He just became famous. He walked down a catwalk, showing off his body in his 70s.
Oh, really?
He had started exercising in his 50s, and then just really in his 70s even took off even more.
Sure.
And it was just really inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, you know, is it ever too late?
It really is never too late. There was a YouTube, which is always accurate. There was this older lady, and she was 75 in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And she decided that she was going to change her life. And right now, she actually does, like, performances for gymnastics and stuff.
Hmm.
Because she had really worked hard, you know, to get herself back into shape.
Mm-hmm.
Got up out of the wheelchair, actually is extremely fit now.
Mm-hmm.
She says she feels so much better at 85 than she did at 75.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had taken herself as basically an invalid and then turned herself into, I mean, there's no way that most people could do what she does.
I know, I was thinking of our patient who's in his 80s, competed in his first weightlifting competition.
Sure.
You know, which was, I mean, exciting to hear.
Yeah.
So it's never too late.
It's never too late, and people can really turn around their health just through the proper exercise.
Mm-hmm. Just starting. Well, how can the Prather practice help with a plan?
Well, you know, it's always better to have sort of a coach. And we do have exercise physiologists. We have two of them in our office. And we can look and see if they're do a physical exam. And, of course, we're very adept at evaluating the structure and function of people.
Yes, and we do functional movement screenings also.
So we can look at a person's health and really know if there are any contraindications.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that before you start an exercise program, you should have a thorough physical, make sure the heart's capable of doing exercise, and that you're not overdoing it. I remember when P90X,
came
out.
CrossFit,
We've had several people who had come in who had severely injured themselves, where we had to send them to the hospital. It was an emergency type of situation.
Overdoing it, yeah.
Overdoing it, their kidneys were shutting down. So you can also be crazy on this.
Mm-hmm.
So having some professional help and then designing out, we can kind of go through the whole thing. What is it that you really need to get back to where you want to be? And then what is a good program that's appropriate for you?
Okay. When we come back, more on exercise. It cures a host of ills.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Every time somebody recommends a doctor, always the best. Always, is he good? Always the best. This guy's the best. They can't all be the best. There can't be this many best. Someone's graduating at the bottom of these classes. Where are these doctors? And then there's always that, make sure that you tell him that, you know me. Why? What's the difference? He's a doctor. What is it? Oh, you know Bob. Oh, okay, I'll give you the real medicine. And everybody else, I'm giving Tic Tacs.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna kill my head.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about exercise. It cures a host of ills. And Dr. Prather, you were talking about how the Prather practice can help with a plan. Mm-hmm. We do have two exercise physiologists here, and we do a functional movement screening. And, you know, we're all about practicing proactive, healthy lifestyle. I know for you, you do Tai Chi.
I do.
We have two classes here a week.
Mm-hmm.
I like Tai Chi, but not as much as you. It's your thing.
It was interesting. When I was doing it for years before, you thought it looked kind of simple and easy until you tried to do it.
Oh, yeah. No, I see. As an occupational therapist, the kinesthetic sense, balance, it's good. And I like to do it. I'll do it, you know. You've taught me some of the basic form. But I'm someone that likes to play tennis, and
yeah.
You know, I'm doing a walk, jog. It's even hard for me to walk because I want to run. You know,
you want to run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about in your eight pillars of perfect health, exercise is one of those pillars, and within it, it has five components of exercise. Let's talk about those five components. I know the first one is aerobic exercise, correct?
Absolutely. Aerobic, as you are evaluating each of these different types of things and you're coming up with an exercise program, you want to keep in mind all five of those components. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at probably the one that's going to help with longevity, and the most important on that, it's definitely aerobic exercise.
Mm-hmm. Oxygenates the heart.
Oxygenates the heart. If there was a thing that was wrong, if there was a design flaw mm-hmm. in us, it's the heart. The heart is dependent upon aerobic exercise to get enough oxygen. If it doesn't get, if your body doesn't do aerobic exercise at least 5 days a week, then the heart goes into oxygen deficit, and if it goes into oxygen deficit, it starts to break down.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest thing that people should do with heart problems and cardiovascular disease is to do aerobic exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, looking at that and what's actually necessary, ideally, really, people should be doing about an hour of aerobic exercise 5 days a week, and that would really satisfy all of the different types of needs along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's a gradual type of a thing that can seem a little overwhelming to people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what we're talking about is really, and we're talking about walking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you start to go into where you're getting short of breath, then you're no longer in aerobic exercise, but you switched over to anaerobic. Anaerobic is without oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So doing the aerobic exercise, it's important to at least get the half an hour in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have that.
Mm-hmm.
But you get an amazing benefit during that half an hour, and then it starts to taper off as you actually go along. So when somebody comes in to me with congestive heart failure and they have difficulty standing up and get out of breath, I say the best way to cure that is go out and run 5 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
keep it within about a 5 minute time period.
And that's then come encouraging.
Back, and then come back and then we'll get that mm-hmm. I think we'll have this all cured. And of course everybody laughs because they know I'm kidding.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do have is something called ECP, external counterpulsation.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is an aerobic exercise machine. And it actually gives you all the benefits of the aerobic exercise. Matter of fact, we do that on a 5 days a week basis, an hour a day, to get that hour, you know, that optimal type of a treatment. And after 7 weeks of that, 35 treatments, it's the same aerobic benefit as doing 5 years of marathon training.
So it's really, who do you think benefits most from that, the ECP?
Well, actually, anybody would benefit. But for people who can't actually do the exercise anymore, it's extremely beneficial. For anyone who has long-term type of oxygen deprivation to the heart, ECP is absolutely a wonderful type of thing. Very, very supported by the research out there. It's the number one heart treatment in Japan and China, and they're actually making a very significant change in their death rate from it. So it's something that anybody who's having cardiovascular disease can certainly do the ECP and benefit from that. So even if you can't do aerobic exercise, you can lay down, hook up some cuffs on you, and you can get the benefit of aerobic exercise. But for people who are out there, you want to start to incorporate aerobic exercise into your system. And it's not a killer type of thing. It's something that you should be able to get your oxygen in there for the benefit of that. You can't get winded, so you can overdo it and not get the benefit. But it is something that is easily the number one aspect of exercise.
Very important. And that's why in, you know, this pillar of exercise, that's the number one component.
Absolutely.
Aerobic. Let's talk about anaerobic.
Well, anaerobic is without oxygen. That's where, you know, if you were sprinting, those types of things, doing weights, body exercises, playing tennis would be more of an anaerobic type of exercise. Very beneficial to get the, you've got to get the muscles built up. And the aerobic is very important, but they've also found that the anaerobic is absolutely essential too. Because you have to build the bones, you have to build the muscle, the contraction on that, it's a very important aspect of that. And coming up not only with an aerobic exercise program, but also an anaerobic exercise program. And one of the things that you know, that I do is I have a series of exercises that's very much associated with my martial arts. I do something that they call Hindu squats, Hindu push-ups, back bends, those types of things. And they're all body, you know, I don't need to go to the gym. I can get up in the morning and actually do it. But there's a whole series of that, and there's a lot of training, and those things have been around for thousands of years. And they're basically a part of every martial art that's out there. They do those types of exercises. So finding a nice program along those lines, a very easy way to get what you need. But different people have different ways of actually doing that. In finding out, you know, what is actually going to work for you is an important aspect.
So the third component you have is flexibility.
Yes.
Very important as we age.
It is. One of the things that old wise men used to say back in the ancient days is if you want to live a long life, what you do is you get yourself back into the form of a baby, where, you know, you've got the flexibility. Babies who came out, they can put their foot behind their head and giggle. You know, and then the opposite of that is the cadaver. You can't move it at all.
Rigor mortis.
Yes, rigor mortis. So, you know, the closer you can get to the flexibility, and if you're doing biological age testing, your flexibility is an important part of that. So you can get very good at aerobic exercise and get your strength in there, but if you have no flexibility, that is going to affect your health and your longevity. So getting something along those lines where you're working on the flexibility is also an important part of it.
Well, I just think, you know, I work a lot. The first thing I work with on patients is stretching them. And I know our massage therapists do too. It's stretching is so important. And people don't think about that. You know, I had someone recently who is who bikes and doesn't stretch you know, before or after he gets on his bike. We've had 3 sessions stretching, and then he's doing the stretching at home, and already he's noticed a difference. The last year he couldn't do this hill he used to be able to do, bike up the hill at the end, and he's able to do that now. So he sees, you know, he sees the changes.
Sure. Yeah. If you want to multiply your effectiveness and flexibility, really improves strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so getting that flexibility in there, understanding that if you get tight, there's going to be problems.
I used to be able to put your foot behind your ear, your head. Can you still do that?
I'm getting closer. I'd actually lost that a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But I'm still not too bad. I can get it up to my cheek, but I can't put it behind. I used to be able to put I consider not too long ago, back in my 40s,
uh-huh.
put my foot behind my head and jump up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I can get it up to my cheek and do that now because I kind of lost
it. Talking about your face cheek?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's funny. But yes, I can bring it up to there and actually keep my balance and mm-hmm. do pretty well. But, you know, it's little things like that trying to find out what's going to work.
And then we have kinesthetic and muscle balance. Balance is so important, especially as we age.
Yes. The biggest indicator on how old you are is your kinesthetic sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the natural athlete,
mm-hmm.
the person who just seems to have a sense on what to do.
Right.
It's a high level of kinesthetic sense.
They know where their body's in space. And
right. And mm-hmm. kinesthetic sense is really very important for aging. That's the thing that people lose. That's why they fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as they age, you know, that whole balance. So if you can keep your kinesthetic sense, you're not going to age.
And I just tell people, you know, my older patients, but everybody can do the single leg balancing.
Oh,
focusing on the wall and timing it. So
One of the best things that the best exercise that they found for kinesthetic is actually Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm. So we just have about 10 seconds. Anything
sure.
you want as far as muscle balance?
Muscle balance, if you do body weight, then you automatically get into proper muscle balance. If you over-exercise one muscle, you can have an imbalance in the muscles and things won't work right.
Okay. Well, up next, we'll tell you about a special event coming up this week to honor Indianapolis police officers.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic mm-hmm. exercise machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, Doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course, they all laugh because you know, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room,
right.
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body. Mm-hmm. It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, I have Vicki Holland here, co-pastor of The Father's House and event coordinator of the IMPD Roll Call event. Welcome, Vicki.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about your event. How many years has The Father's House been hosting the IMPD Roll Call event?
This is our eighth annual roll call event. We've been doing it for quite some time now.
Uh-huh. That's 8 years.
Yes, ma'am.
What changes have you seen in those years?
We've seen a lot of changes. In the very first year, we did it alone. It wasn't so much a community event. We just kind of reached out there and just to see what we could do to have a positive impact on the officers. And our banners had one logo on them, and that was ours.
Uh-huh.
And now we're having a hard time fitting all of the logos on the banner for all of the businesses and participants in the event. So it's grown tremendously.
And this event is being held when? In September, correct?
That's correct. Friday, September 16th.
Okay. So what impact have you seen it have on the officers in attendance?
When the officers first started coming to the event, they were very cautious because nothing like this had ever been done for them. So a very unique event, excuse me, where we do more than just invite them in, where they can have their meeting, which is what I guess had happened in times past with other businesses. They would say, hey, it's 90 degrees outside, but you could use our parking lot to have your meeting.
Okay.
So we invited them in. We feed them a full meal, hot catered meal from local restaurants. We feed every single shift of the officers when they come in. And we give them gifts, and daycare centers have the kids do banners, and it's a great event to show appreciation. So when the officers first came in, they were very, very cautious, not knowing, you know, do we have some kind of an agenda, what's going on here?
Uh-huh.
And that has transformed to officers who look forward to it all year long. Because it, from their own mouths, it changes their perspective.
Mm. Did you have a heart for the officers? What started all this?
The Father's House is about living Jesus, learning life, and loving people.
Mm-hmm.
So it is all about loving people. And that our heart of love, my husband, who is the pastor, his motto is, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm. It's a great motto.
So people absolutely feel that love.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I would have to say, was our initial motivation, was just to reach out and let the officers know that they are appreciated for the very dangerous and difficult job that they do.
Yes. Why is it so important to support our officers?
And it was hard for me to believe in the first years that the perspective of the officers is that they truly don't feel appreciated. Mm-hmm. And having them come in with this mindset, I was, you know, my thought is, of course you're appreciated. Everybody appreciates you. But when you think about it, the only time an officer is called is when somebody's in trouble. Mm-hmm. So they don't see our best side. Usually they see something much less than our best side when they have interaction with us. Mm-hmm. So we don't, as a community and as individuals, we don't typically take the time to say thank you.
Right.
To them. So they don't, though it truly is in the heart of the community to appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
And we absolutely feel safe because of what they do. There really isn't a platform for us to say that kind of thing and for the officers to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a great platform for lots of people to shake hands and smile and say thank you for what you do.
Mm-hmm. What has been the response from the community?
There was always an attitude of support. We, a few years back, did the gunshot wound trauma kits.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's when we got involved, I believe, with
yes,
the trauma
ma'am.
Kits. Yes.
Yes. That was in 2013, I believe, mm-hmm. and we spearheaded that project. Lots of people in the community from 5-year-olds who gave a dollar out of their piggy bank mm-hmm. To huge corporations like Prather Wellness Center mm-hmm. was involved, and the Colts were involved, and WellPoint was involved. Lots of people were involved in that process. So there's been, even then, when I reached out to people, there's always been an attitude of support, but now it has really snowballed. It's really bloomed, if you will, and the community is totally on board. There's so much in the media mm-hmm. right now that is very, very negative mm-hmm. toward our officers, and sadly, that is the vocal part of what they hear. So again, this gives the community as a whole the opportunity to say, I know what you're hearing on the media, but that is not how we feel.
Right, right. Well, why do you feel this event is so important?
Well, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. to show our love,
mm-hmm.
for sure. And it also balances the scales where the media and the negative that they combat every day, it's not just about the media, they also deal with crime. You know, mm-hmm. they deal with the worst part of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an opportunity to balance the scales just a little bit, and it's an opportunity for our community to give back. And it reminds us that even though we feel thankful, this is maybe a time when we say, hey, I guess I haven't really said thank you mm-hmm. out loud. So it's an opportunity for that.
We're showing that.
Yes.
Appreciation. Well, does the Father's House have any additional plans for this event in the future?
Yes, ma'am. As a matter of fact, we are looking to branch out into other areas of the city, mm-hmm. eventually covering the entire city and all of IMPD.
Mm-hmm.
So currently we have been, our 8 years have been spent with the East and Southeast districts, and we have just set a date for a second roll call event that will cover our North and Northwest officers.
That's wonderful.
So we're very excited about that.
Wonderful. So if people are listening and want to get involved, is there a website they can go to or information that they can?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why don't you share that?
Okay. The Father's House website is thefathershouseindy.com. And my name is Vicki Holland. And they can email me at VickiHolland@thefathershouseindy.com.
And that's Vicki, V-I-C-K-I.
That's correct.
No E. Wonderful. And anything that you want to close with, Vicki, in sharing about this event?
We definitely want to appreciate the Prather Wellness Center. You guys have been a great resource for the community and for your patients as well. This is a great organization. I wholeheartedly believe in what you all do, and we're thankful for you, thankful for all of the businesses and everyone that's doing a shout out to say thank you to our officers, and we'll be coming down to shake a hand. Just really grateful to the community for their involvement.
Yeah, we had fun doing that shout out.
Awesome.
That was fun. Well, thank you, Vicki. Again, the event is Friday, September
16th. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all day, all shifts.
That's
24
long.
Hours.
Well, we start about 3 a.m. with our staff, volunteers, and we go until about 11 or 12 o'clock.
At night.
Yes, ma'am.
Long day. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Prather Plan Weight Loss Program is safe, comprehensive, medically supervised, and designed just for you. Forget the trendy diets and instead start with a roadmap that actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning and increased energy. The Prather Plan has 6, 10, or 14-week programs with a proven record of success and with guaranteed weight loss. The Prather Plan is an individualized program that is tailored to your needs to create healthy new habits in your life. You'll receive support from a certified health counselor, a nutritionist, and an exercise physiologist for maximum results. Many weight loss programs can include unhealthy loss of muscle or organ weight. We target your ideal body fat percentage so you can lose body fat in a healthy way where the pounds stay off. Contact the Prather Practice today to schedule a consultation and create a healthier you. 317-848-8048 or on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice. Restoring hope.